Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, it's a tremendous joy for me to rejoin you with the Daf Yomi on Daf Nun Dalid in Maseches Yevamos. It has been the longest layoff, I think, since the beginning of our learning of Daf Yomi together. I missed almost 2 weeks, one for a very tragic reason that I'm sure you're all familiar with. It's not possible, especially for those of us who learn Torah in Yerushalayim, not to have been deeply affected by the murder of the four Kedoshim while they were in Talis and Tefillin, and that deeply affected me. And the first thing that it did affect in practical terms was the Limud Hadaf Yomi, that's Aleph, and it was combined with a totally different reason, actually a tremendous simcha, that in the past week, Baruch Hashem, I put out a sefer on Maseches Ksubis and Kedushin, Hilchos Yichud V'Sheva Brachos, so that one tragic thing, which we've spoken about, particularly Rabbi Moshe Tversky, Zechet Tzadik V'Kasha Bracha, my brother's Rebbe, as well as the other Kedoshim, each one of them were Miuchadim, combined with all the Hisaskus of the sefer. It's been a long time we've learned together, and now Bezer Hashem, I'm looking forward to beginning the sixth parak of Habal Yevimto. Our parak is going to begin discussing the halachos of kavana in regards to bia for both yibum and other acts of bia. That's going to take us through Nun Dalid Amid Aleph. On the top of Nun Dalid Amid Beis, we're going to talk about bia by a nida. And what is the halachic definition of bia? Is it the initial stage of bia ha'ra, or the completion? And that analysis will take us through most of the daf, where we will apply those issues in regards to many different isurei arayos. So let's Bezer Hashem begin the new parak on Gimel Amabez. Habal Yevimto, someone who has relations with his Yevama, Bein Beshog, Bein Memeze, Bein Bonus, Bein Beratzam. In all cases, Afilu Hu Shogeg Vihi Mezida. So whether it's by mistake or on purpose, whether it's a case of rape or it was beratzon, whether she is b'shogeg or she is b'mezid, who mezid, v'hi shogeges, he is b'mezid and he's a shogeg. Rashi explains that mezid over here means that he didn't intend to do it l'shem mitzvah, he did it l'shem znus. So in all of those cases, nevertheless, it's going to work as a kinyan of yibum, as the Mishnah will elaborate. Who mezid, v'hi shogeges, who anus, v'hi lo anusa. What if he is an ones but she is not? The Gemara is going to explain to us exactly what are the cases of ones, so we'll leave that for now. Echad ha-ma'ara, whether there is only ha'ara, in other words, that there was penetration but there wasn't a gmar bia. Ve'echad ha-gomer, kone. In either case, he's going to be kone. Ve'lo chilek ben bia le'bia. And there is no distinction between, Rashi learns, bia kedarka and bia shalo kedarka, whether it's the normal way through the front or in the opposite side. In either way, it's going to be kon. And not only does this apply to yibum, but it applies to other arayos in the Torah as well. O psulos, or if even if it's not an isra araya, but it's an isra psula for to kahuna, like amana the kohen gadol, kagon amana kohen gadol, gusha v'chalutz the kohen hediyot. Mamzeres unasina li Yisrael, relations with a mamzeres, bas Yisrael a mamzer, when it comes to bas Yisrael to a mamzer, lunasin, psala. These bios will make her pasal, velo chilek bein bia labia, and there's no difference between one type of bia and the next. According to most Rishon, that means that there's no difference between whether there's hara or gemar bia. The Gemara immediately analyzes our Mishnah, mai afilu. What is our Mishnah coming to add when it says Afilu Shogeg, even if he's a Shogeg? Explains the Gemara Pashup Shat. Lomi Bayi Kamar. We're saying not only this, also this. Lomi Bayi Hu Shogeg Vihi Kamechav Nele Mitzvah. If he was a Shogeg, he thought, Rashi learns, that she was a different woman, and he had intention to have relations with her. And her intention was for a mitzvah. Inami Hu Mezid, he was amazed because he thought that he was being mezane was not l'shem mitzvah. V'hi ka mechavna l'mitzvah, and she was mechavna to mitzvah. Also works. Ela filu hu shogeg v'hi mezida. He didn't realize it was this woman, and she intended just for znus. The tarvayu lo ka mechavna l'shem mitzvah. Both of them were not mechavna l'shem mitzvah. Afilu achi kana never works. Nevertheless, it works as a kinyan for Bia. Period. Tani, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia taught afil shneim shayim, shneim ezidim, shneim anusim. Either way, even if their intentions of both of them are not to do the mitzvah of Yibam, both are shogeg, both are mezid, both are anus, nevertheless it works. Anand masnisin hechidami. What exactly is the case of anus our Mishnah? Ilema kan shan suhu akum. If we're talking about a case in which a Gentile forces him, how does a Gentile force him? They tell the Yavam they're going to kill him if he doesn't have relations with the Yavama, Uba Lama, and then he has relations with her. And that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah that you're nevertheless calling. Is that the case of Anus? V'amar Rava, but didn't Rava teach? Ein Onus L'erva. That we don't have the concept of Onus when it comes to an Erva. L'fisha Ein Kishui Ela L'das. Because ultimately, if he's going to be aroused, that's his decision to become aroused. Ella, rather, what's the case? Biyashan. We're talking about where he's sleeping. And the Gemara is going to talk about the phenomenon of sleeping. Now, Tosis and Dibra Maschel, Ein Onis La'erva, asks a very strong question on the Pshat that we had learned. We had read the Gemara as the way the Ritva learns the Gemara. However, Tosis points out in a very seminal Tosis, on the bottom of Nun Gimel Mebeis, Ein Onis La'erva, She'ein Kishu Eladas, Tosis says, Ein Lefarish B'ma'ayimin Alav L'Hargo. You can't learn that the Pshat in the Mishnah is that they were intimidating him, that they were going to kill him. Im lo yavo ba'atzmo ala erva, if he wouldn't have relations with the erva, to im kein, afilu yesh kishu shalolidas, tepik lei da'gilu erayis yarek val yavar. If we're talking about him being coerced by a guy, the rule is yarek val yavar. So there's no such thing, Tosis argues, as coercion by gun when it comes to Arayus, we all know that there are three things that you have to give up your life for. So that wouldn't even be considered an onus. Rather, Tosas learns the pshat, El Ayri Kisha Ovde Kocham Madbik Mos Ala Erva. They forced, literally, physically, they forced the Erva together, the Arayus together, the man and the woman. V'yesha lo li shamet im lo ayde shiyaharek. And he can't escape. V'ka'amar rava di'esha lim sarasa laharek im yodea shiyafsha lo im lo yiskasha. If he wouldn't be considered responsible for his actions, then Tosa says he wouldn't have to give himself over. And that becomes a very fascinating maramakom in the sugya of Yoharek Val Yavar, that Tosa is assuming that you cannot be considered an ones with the threat of death when it comes to Arayos, and therefore never when it comes to intercourse would the threat of death be automatically considered coercion because of Ein Kishui Ela Ladas, then it's considered his own Ratzon, and the fear of death is not enough. Only if you force the two together physically and there's Kishui Shelo Ladas, then that could qualify as onus. And the Gemara rejects that it's not considered onus because of Ein Kishui Ela Ladas. See Tosos. Tosis is an important Tosis. One day when we again get to some time, more time to learn together, that would have been, we'll get back, Bezer Hashem for Halacha from the Daily Daf, and that would be a topic for the Halacha from the Daily Daf as well. We're going to have to wait for that as our life gets back to a little bit of normalcy. Says the Gemara, Va'amar Rav Yehuda, didn't Rav Yehuda say, Yashan lo kana biyavimto, that if he is sleeping, and he has relations in his sleep with the Yavama, then it wouldn't work. Ella answers the Gemara, Beniska. We're talking about a case where he fell off a roof, and somehow he penetrated a woman, and they had relations. Asks the Gemara, V'alma Rava, but didn't Rava teach, Nafalmin Agag Beniska Chayiv Barbo Dvarim, that if a person fell off the roof, and he penetrated the woman, then he's going to be Chayiv, as if he's a damager. In other words, if he causes her any nezek, tsar, ripoy, sheves, and boshes, nezek, damage, tsar is any pain, ripoy is doctor's bills, sheves is the time that the person lost off from work. So then in such a case, he's chayiving those things, and here's the critical part, ubi yivimto lo kana, and he's not kona for the yibum. Why, Rashi says in the first narrow line, because he didn't intend to have bia. So now we have another possible pshat, and what does it mean, anus to masnisim? What is the case of anus
in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Kigon Shiskavin Leishto, he thought he was having relations with his wife. Fitakfaso Yevimto
Uvala, and he was grabbed by the Yevama and ultimately had relations on with her. So that's going to be the case of Ones, that she grabbed him and forced him. Shneim Anusim, what is going to be the case of where you have two Anusim? Hechi Dami, what exactly is that case?
Says the Gemara, Kigon Shiskavin Leishto Vitakfua Akum.
He had kavanah to have relations with his wife, and then a Gentile forces him. Udvakum ze bezeu bala, and he forced both of them together. Minoani mili. How do we know then all of the cases of our Mishnah, whether it's a shogeg, ones, mezid, as our Gemara just delineated, the different cases of ones, for example, the guy forcing him, in the case of where he was only an ones, was a case in which she forced him. Either way, how do we know all those things are kana? How do we know those things are kana? The Tana Rabbanan, because Rabbanan taught, the pasuk says, Lo siya eishes hazar hames achutz al ishzar, yivamo yavola. The yivama should have relations with her. So we learn now from those words, yivama yavola mitzvah, that there is a mitzvah for yibum. Tavar acher, others have another understanding, and that's going to be the source. Yivama yavola, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezeh, bein b'ones, bein b'ratzon, that in all of those cases, he's going to be kone. Asks the Gemara, v'afik de le mitzvah, but didn't we say we need that pasuk to tell you that there's a mitzvah dafka to do yibum and nachalitza? Answers the Gemara, le mitzvah mi v'im lo yachbo tzayish nafka. We learn now from another pasuk that the pasuk says that if the person doesn't want to do yibum, then he does chalitza, which would seem to infer and teach us that l'chatchila you're supposed to do yibum. Chiyas akra, and then what's the pasuk coming to teach us? Bein b'shogig, bein b'mezeh, bein bonus b'baratzon, as we mentioned above. Tanya yidach, the Gemara brings another brisa with another source. Yivamo yavolel kedarka. The pasuk says, we read above, that yivamo yavolel, that's the normal way. Ulakacha, and when it says, and he will take for her shalo kedarka. That's in reference, hence the double lashon. One is referring to the abnormal way of bia. V'yavam, more precisely, v'yibim, and he will do yibum with her. In other words, when the pasuk says v'yibma, so this is a little confusing. The pasuk says yivama yavolel lekacha loy leisha. We darshan yivama yavolel as bia kedarka lekacha shelo kedarka. V'yibma we divide as v'yibma as v'yibim, that he will do yibum with her, which Chazal understand bia gomeres, but that bia completes the relationship, v'ein kesef shtar v'gomrim ba, and shtar and kesef don't do it. Dafka viz yibum, this act of yivama yavo alel. The yibma with extra hay tells you yibma somehow connotates bal karcha, even against her will. The Gemara now goes back to explain one of the previous drushes. Davar acha yivama yavo alel, bein b'shogeg, we had mentioned earlier that yavo alel means bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid. Asks the Gemara, v'afik de l'kedarka. Don't we learn out that from the yima, as we just mentioned above, bia kedarka is kona? Says the Gemara, hu mi l'hakim l'achiv shem. The pasuk says that the bia creates a name for the brother. So that's the pasuk that tells us bia kedarka. Hu mi l'hakim l'achiv shem nafka. B'makom shemekim shem. Normal way to create a name for his brother, and that is to build a house and to have relations with his wife, Kedarka. V'chiyasakra, and when the pasuk comes and adds more, when the pasuk comes and says, Yivamo yavo alea, so then, bein b'shog, bein mezeh, bein b'ones, bein b'ratzon, and then it's teaching us that halacha. Period. Gufo, we learned, Amar of Yehuda, yashan lo kana b'yivimto, if he's sleeping, then he's not kona. And when it comes to Yivamo, damar kra, Yivamo yavo alea, ad mechavin lo l'shem bia, he needs to have kavana for bia. So we learned that Yashin is not koneva, tanya, but then we learn a brisa that seems to contradict. We learned in a brisa, bein er bein Yashin, that he's kone, whether he's up or he's sleeping. Answers the Gemara, ema ben era ben Yashana, whether she's up or she's sleeping. Ask the Gemara, tanya, bein er, who? Bein Yashin, who? Bein Arahi, Bein Yishanahi. So it seems to be a Bryce that says that you're not Kona. He's dozing off. And if he's dozing off, then they would still be kone. But if it's a full sleep, then it wouldn't. The Gemara now wants to qualify. What does it mean to doze off? Now this question, what qualifies dozing off, is not only a nafkamina for yibum, but as you can see in the Masorah Shas on the side of the Gemara, it has mafkaminas for other instances. For example, in Psachim Kuf Chav Beis, the halacha is that if one falls asleep, it's a problem to continue eating the Karban Pesach, because it's considered as if you ate in two different places. So there are many instances where the hagdara of sleep, what qualifies falling asleep, is important. So echidam is tam, Amar Ravashi, nim velo nim. Tir velo tir. What does that mean? He's sleeping, but he's not entirely sleeping. He's up, tir from the Lashon Er, awake, but he's not entirely awake. What does that mean? Kigon de kari le v'ani. When you call him, he'll answer. V'lo yad ala dure svara. Sounds like a lot of people in Shir nowadays, huh? That when you'll call their name, they'll wake up. When you ask them to repeat, they won't be able to respond with a good svara. V'chi midke le midke. But when you remind them, so then they'll remember. They'll remember in this foggy way. Yeah, based on something with the Rambam and a Cheftza. That type of a Havana. Gemara continues. Gufa, Amar Rabba. Nafal min agag. If he fell off the roof in Niska and he penetrated her, we learn Chay Bar Ba'advar will be Vimta Lo Kana. Benezek Betzar B'Shebes V'Ripui Avo Boshes Lo Mechayiv. Even though he's Chayiv four things, damages, pain, loss of time at work, and doctor bills, but the embarrassment, he's not going to be Chayiv on that. Do Amar Mar, because there's a very fascinating halach in regards to Boshes. Ain Chayivin Al Boshes Ach Yiskavin. You're not going to be chayiv for Boshes unless you intend to embarrass the person. Amar Rava Niskavin Letiach Bekos Letiach BiYevimto. If he had intention to go into the wall, not to go into the Yevamim at all, then in such a case he's not going to be kona. The Mefarshim explain, even though we learned the mission, he doesn't have to be mechavin to the isha, but he needs to be mechavin to Bia. So then he's not kona. Tiach behema v'tiach b'yivama. If his kavana was bia with the behema and he ended up with the yivama, then he's kona. To come mechavin l'shem bia. Because he was mechavin for bia. Gemara continues on last narrow line. We learned in our Mishnah, echad hama'ara. It doesn't make a difference whether he did hara, just the initial penetration, or gemar bia, completing bia, in both cases kona. Amar ula. Ula darshins the concept of hara from the following pasuk, minayin lahara min haTorah. How do we know that our law works min haTorah? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'isha yishkev es isha dava v'gila servasa es mekara ha'ara. The pasuk speaks about revealing the makar from ha'ara. Mikan lahara min haTorah. So here you learn that ha'ara is kona min haTorah. Asks the Gemara, ashkecha nida. So we find that that's so in regards to a nida. Shara rayas minayin. The pasuk there was talking about nida. What about other rayas? V'chitei menel from nida. And if you're going to say we learn out from nida, mal nida shekem etama is ba'ala. Nida is different. There, the reason why you'll be over is because the moment they have bia, she's metame the person who is, she's having relations with. And therefore, you might think that hara, for some reason, the Mefarshim will need to explain why that's so, that hara, it would be connected with that which it is tumah. However, when it comes to arayas where there is no tumah, so then in such a case, in other words, what we mean is that there isn't a pasuk that says that the boel becomes tumah, so then in such a case, maybe hara is not the completion of the act that's prohibited. Ela asya me'eshesach, but rather we learn from another makar. The prohibition for a man to live with his wife, his brother's wife. Eishesach, because the pasuk says v'isha sheyikach es eishes achiv nidahi. That's considered as a nida. Analyzes the Gemara. V'chi eishes achiv l'olam nidahi. Is she always a nida? In other words, there's a time in which she could become mutter to him, and that is that if Shimon has a wife and he has a brother Reuven, and Shimon passes away without children, so there's a mitzvah for Reuven to do yibum. So must be, what's a pasuk coming to tell us? Elokin nida. It's coming to say it's like a nida in the following way. Ma nida ba'ara, afesh yourself ba'ara. That's what it's coming to tell you, that the act is completed already from hora, from a halachic perspective. Asks the Gemara, ma leish yourself, she can be yodol l'rabos. When it comes to one's brother's wife, then it's possible to multiply the Isser. What that means is he could increase the Isser because in the case in which the brother who's married to this woman, so in the case I think we spoke about Shimon and Reuven, Reuven marries more women, he creates more Isurim to Shimon. He can marry 1,000 women. And therefore, it's an Isur that has many possible components to it. And for some reason, the Gemara assumes that that would be a reason that Hara would be specifically Usur in such a case. In contrast to other arayos that are finite. The man has a certain amount of sisters, and they're not going to be added to them. However, his brother can marry many women. Ela asya me'achos av. But rather, we're going to learn from a sister, v'achosem, sister from a father or a mother, d'chsiv. As the pasuk says, ve'ervas achos imcha v'achos ivechalos igale, ki she'eiro he'ara. And the pasuk there speaks about specifically he'ara, which is the initial stages of bia. Says Gemara Ikal Mifrach, I could ask him that Malachos Avachos Eim Shkein Iser Haba Me'elav. It's an Iser that comes by itself. In other words, a person didn't do anything to create it. He was born with an Iser to his sisters. In contrast to other Isurim that are not Me'elav, for example, an Iser that came about through his marriage, marrying his wife, prohibited his wife's sisters to him, so that maybe is not included in Hara'a. So the Gemara says, Mechada lo asya. So there's no Makar that we can learn out from one of these. However, Tesi chada mitarti. Let's learn out one situation from two of the above situations where it says Hara. Mai Tesi. What are the two? Tesi me'eshes ach. Va'achos avachos aim. Those were the two isurim that were just mentioned above. Eshes ach, where it said Hara. And as well as Achos Av, Achosem, your sister, and learn out to all other cases of Rayos, like Arayos that come about through marriage, by marrying your wife, your Osir, to her sister, and say that Hara is also the Isser as well by one's wife's sister. You could say, no, the other ones are different because they're all based on relatives. Both Eishes Ach and Achos Av are relatives. However, explains Rashi, when it comes to other Isurim like Eishes Ish, other Arayos, maybe Hara is not the Isur. El Tesi Mi Nida V'Achos Av Achosem. We'll learn out from Nida and Achos Av Achosem together. Mal Hanach Shekein Isur Abba Me'elav. No, that's an Isur that comes by itself. And therefore you will not know Isurim that come about through marriage, like one's brother's wife and one's wife's sister. El Tesi Mi Nida V'Eishes Ach. So we'll learn from Nida and Eishes Ach. Eishes Ach comes about through Kiddushin. It's not an Iser Haba Me'elav because it's based on one's brother's marriage. And if you're going to say, well, Nida's Metame Ba'ala, Eishes Ach is not Metame Ba'ala. And therefore that would be a card. Demai Parachta, because what will you ask on that Mamatzinu? Just like we see in those two cases, Hara is the Yisr, so too all other Arayas. Maskefla Ravacha Bre Dravika, Malani Dveshe Sa'ach, Shekein Einlem Ether Bechaye Osrin. These Arayos were never become Mutter. These will never become Mutter. Eishes Ach and Nida are always Osir. Tomer Beishes Ish, Shekein Yesh Laheter Bechaye Osra. Even when the husband is alive, there's a time that the woman is going to be mutter to everybody else. How? Rashi explains through a get. So what do we see? That it shouldn't be able to teach us that when it comes to arayos of Eishes Ish, it's through ha'ara that the Isser takes place. Amar rei revach mi difto ravino, ata nidav Eishes Ach b'chai osun hudein lam heter? Ava achar mikan yesh lam heter? You seem to say that it's only b'chai osun there is no heter. But afterwards there is heter? Nida Biyome tol yamilsa. Nida, even after the husband dies or anybody dies, she's still going to be usher until the days of Nida pass. Eishes Ach, when it comes to Eishes Ach, she's always going to be usher. Bibanim tal yarachmana. It's dependent on sons. In other words, if her husband gave her and she gave him sons. So then in such case, she'll be usher to the brother forever. If not, then she will become mutter. So what do we see? What we see over here, the Gemara is retorting, that's not the chaya osra that creates the iser. It has these two phenomenon that it's bebonim tali and biyamim tali. And therefore, you should be able to learn out even eishes ish from that. But the Gemara says, I'll ask another question on your pshat. And that question goes as follows. Both when it comes to Eishesach and Nida, the one who made her Osir is not going to be the one who's making her Mutter. For example, when it comes to Eishes Ish, Tomar be'eishes ish, she'osra matira. The husband who made her usr is going to be the one that's going to make her mutter. The blood that made the nida usr is not going to make her mutter. It just disappears, and then you count the days. And when it comes to eishes ach, it's not the brother that makes the wife mutter to the other brother, but rather is when they don't have children. So, it's different than Eishes Ish. If that's different than Eishes Ish, how do we know that Hara is the Isser of Eishes Ish? Elam Rabbi Yoina, V'item Ravun Red Yoshua, Amar Kra, Ki Kol Asher Yasem, Mi Kol HaTov Asa Elev, Nichusu HaNefashos HaOsos. Hukshu Kol Arayas Kulon L'Nida. All Arayas are connected to Nida. Ma Nida Ba'ara, just like when it comes to Nida, the Isser is Hara, because it says, Ki Kol Asher Yasem, Mi Kol HaTov Asa Elev, in the context of Nida, and the Isser is of Nida takes place with Hara, Afkal Bara, so too the same applies when it comes to all other Isurim as well. Vela Nida, but Nida is also an expression that's written by Eshesach. Dichsiv Gabi Eshesach, we quoted on the bottom of Nundalit Amir Aleph, the Pasuk by Eshesach, that there, the Torah says, V'isha Sheikach is Eshesach, five lines into the wider Nundalit Amir Aleph, Nida he. The expression Nida is used. Lamali, why is that expression used? Lichad Rav Huna. That's for separate purposes, and that's to tell us the halacha of Rav Huna. De'amar Rav Huna, because Rav Huna taught, Rimez li'yavama minatori minayim. How do we know a remez, a sign, some type of reference to Yibam in the Torah? Ask Gemara, what are you talking about? Minayim? Haksiv Yivama Yavo, that's explicit. Ela remez li Yivama Shasura Bechaye Baila Minayin. How do we know that a Yivama is prohibited to the brother when her husband is alive? Says the Gemara, Hai Sivarahi, that's logical. Mida Amrachman al Achamisas Baila Sharya, that the Torah only says that a man is allowed to marry his brother's wife after he died. Michlad Bechaye Baila Asura. That's logical, says the Gemara. And you don't need a remez for that. Says the Gemara, well, maybe you do. V'dilma, maybe la'acham misas baila mitzvah. B'chaye baila rishus. Maybe there's a mitzvah to marry one's brother's wife if the brother did not have children after his death. But when he's alive, b'chaye baila rishus. Inami la'acham misas baila in. B'chaye baila lo, maybe you're not allowed to, however, v'la b'chlal asay. And a lav that is inferred from an asay is considered an asay. If it's only what's called an iser asay, that we learn from the fact that there's only a mitzvah when the brother is dead, so how do we know that we could apply it to other cases of onish? More specifically, more precisely, how do we know that there's an Iser Kares when it comes to Eishesach? So that's why we need the Pasuk, Amar Krav, Isha Sheyikach es Eishes Achim Nida Hi, that the Pasuk tells you that she has a Din Nida. V'chi Eishes Achim Nida Hi, what does it mean she is a Nida? Ela Kin Nida. Ma Nida Afel B'Sheyesh LaHeter LaAchim Ikan, just like when it comes to a Nida, after 7 days, she goes to mikvah and she's mutter. B'shas isur b'kares, but b'shas isur she's b'kares. Avesh ezach nami, aval pishyesh laheter, la'achar mikan, b'chaye baila b'kares. But when the husband is alive, nevertheless, it's punishable by kares. Ela ra d'chsiv gabe achosav achos imo v'chas eim lamali. But now that we've learned above, that all the rayos we can learn out from the hekish of Rebbe Yonah, that we mentioned, five lines, 6 lines from the top on Nundalit on the base, from Pazl Kikal Ashirasim and Kotal Vesai, Levin Yechusu, and Fashisasas, Hokshu Kalal Rayas Kulan Lenida, that we're learning everything out from Nida. So then, one of the Makaros that we had used for before is not necessary. El Ha-Ra, Dixiv, Gabe Achos, Av Achos, Eim Lamali, says Gmar Lechadiba, Mine Ravina, Me Rava. Hama'ara Bezachur, Mahu. If hara'ah was done with a zachar, in case of homosexuality, if the act of intercourse was done in terms of hara'ah, but without a gemara bia, mau. Says the gemara, bezachur mishkevei isha ksiva. When it comes to homosexuality, it's described mishkevei isha, and mishkevei isha is generally understood to equate all of the halachic criterion when it comes to isha to ish. And therefore, just like it comes to isha, we learned above, from Rabbi Yehuda's drasha, that hara is the issue, so too as well. Elahama ara bebehema mau. The shaila is in regards to bestiality. Amalei imeno inyin lahara dechsiv gabe achos avachosay dasi behekesh mid Rabbi Yehuda to know inyin lahara debehema. Now we're going to use that pasuk of hara when it comes to achos avachosay and apply it to behema. Asks the Gemara, could you learn to behema, michti behema chayvim mises bezenu. My time aksiv lahara dida legabe krisus. It says hara by achos av and achosim in regards to contents of krisus. Lichtiv legabe mises bezden. You should need a separate makar when it comes to mises bezden, and therefore you should not be able to use achos av to teach you the hagdara of hara when it comes to mishkav behema. Lichtov, if you're going to want to apply it to Mises Behema, it should write it Legabe Mises Bezdin. Case of Mises Bezdin, for example, Imo, Arayos of Imo, and so on. And then we would apply it to another case of Mises Bezdin. Nalef Mises Bezdin, Mi Mises Bezdin. Then you'd be able to learn out Mishkav Zachar, or Mishkav Behema, in our case, Mishkav Behema, from Imo. However, how would you learn out from Krisus? Answers the Gemara, Aidi dekule krol drashasi. Since this whole pasuk by achos av and achos imo is for a drasha, ksiv beinami hamilsa lidrasha, it's coming to tell us to make a drasha, and therefore leap from the drasha to Mises Bezdin as well, in this case, Mishkav Behema. Asks the Gemara, my drasha, what exactly is the drasha you're referring to? Desanya, we learned in a braisa, ervas achos avicha lo sigale, and we darshin bein min av u bein min ha'em. Ata oimer bein min av bein min ha'em o eino elo min av velo min ha'em. How do you know that it applies to a sister, whether it's from the father or from the mother? Vedinu chiyiv kain, excuse me, chiyiv kan, we're mechayiv over here by achosav, so chiyiv ba achoso. Ma achoso, just like it comes to sister, bein av, bein ha'em, afkan, so too when it comes to achos av, bein min av, u bein min ha'em. So what the Gemara is doing right now is showing that we had said that the whole pasuk, when it comes to achos av, ha'em, is for a drasha. So, and we're now spelling out what that drasha is. And then we said that we had used the other part of the pasuk as a drasha to tell us that hara is chayiv for a behema. Now, this idea that there's an Isra Achos Av and Achos Eim, we just mentioned from a drasha. Vidinu, we also can learn out from Matzinu. Chiev Kan, U Chiev Bachoso. Just like it comes to Achos Av, there's a Chiev, there's also Chiev on Achoso. Ma Achoso, Bein Min Av, Bein Min Eim. Afkan, Bein Min Av, Bein Min Eim. Oklech, as we just learned before. Or you could go l'derach zo and learn in the following way: chiev kan. We learned the chiyuv by achos av, v'chiev bidodasa, and we also see a chiyuv with one's aunt. In other words, one's father's brother's wife. Ma'al dodasa min ha'av v'lo min ha'em. Just like aunt is specifically from one's father's brother's wife, but not one's mother's brother's wife. Afkan, so too, you would think by Chosav, Mina'ev, Mina'av, Alo Mina'em. So which way are we going to decide? Nira Lemi Dome. What is Achos closer to? Don in Yisra Abba Me'elav, Me'Yisra Abba Me'elav. Just like when it comes to achos, that's an iser that you're born into. So too, we're going to learn from an iser haba me'elav, and that is that we're going to equate it to one's achoso min av min aim. In other words, the iser of one's aunt, we're going to equate to achoso min av and achoso min aim. That doesn't make a difference, because both of those are iser haba me'ev. Al tochiach todaso. And don't learn from one's uncle, that's through marriage, she'ein iser haba me'elav. So now we've equated the iser of achos av, one's father's sister, with the iser of achoso, and not with one's aunt. Oklech. But the Gemara asks, L'derech zo, why don't you go in this direction? Done in krove av, we should learn out the relatives of one's father from one's the iser of one's uncle. Mikrove av. V'atichech achoso, but don't learn the halachos of his sister. Mikrove atzmo, shekrove atzmo, that are based on krove atzmo. Talmud Lomar, that's why we need the drasha, because you could argue that you should learn from a dodoso, and dodoso doesn't imply mina aim. Hence we have the drasha, ervas achos avich lo segale, bein mina av, u bein mina aim. Whether it's from the mother or from the father, ervas achos imcha lo segale, bein mina av, u bein mina aim. The Gemara clarifies, lomali lemichtava ba'achos av. Why do we need a separate iser from the sister of one's father? Lamali lemichtava ma'achosein. And why did the Torah say also in regards to the sister of one's mother? One of them is going to be enough. Amar Rabbi Avot, Rabbi Avot says you need both psukim. Dikas rachmana ba'achos av. If the Torah had only said it by one's father's sister, sheken yesh lachayis, there is a yichus between them, it's considered mishpach, aval choseim, but there isn't a yichus through the mother's family, emaloh, so maybe the yisur, their karis doesn't apply, v'yikas rachmana b'choseim, and if the Torah had only said it by one's mother's sister, shekein v'ados, that's a definite isur, aval chosav, emaloh, but when it comes to the sister of one's father, because we don't know whether 100% for sure that the father and sister, the father and aunt are blood relatives, maybe the mother became pregnant from someone else, emalo, so maybe then the issue is not applied, tsricha, then that's why we need both psukim. We learned above that when it comes to dodaso, which is one's father's brother's wife, then that is only an iser dafka from the father, not from the mother. V'dodasa depshita le'letana, and this that the Tana assumed mina av, lo mina e mina le. How does he know that? Amarava asya dod dodo, ksiv hacha ervas dodo gila. In regards to one's uncle's wife, it says ervas dodo, ksiv hasam, and it says by Yisrael that sell it to a Gentile as a slave, o dodo ven dodo yigalenu, malahala mina aim, just like mitzvah of geula, excuse mina av, just like mitzvah of geula is on the father, as delineated in the Gemara, that our Gemara is going to make reference to in a moment. Afkan min ha'av lo min ha'em. So to the iser of the wife of one's uncle is only one's father's brother, not one's mother's brother. V'hasa min alan. And how over there do we know that the mitzvah of geula is only on the father's brother, not the mother's brother? Amar kra mi mishpachto yigalan mishpachas av kruy mishpacha, mishpachas aim ein a kruy mishpacha. So the clear definition of mishpacha is through from the father and not the mother. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes today's daf. I'm dreaming for the day that I will once again have enough time to do with you the halacha from the daily daf, but Be'ezer Hashem, I'm hoping to slowly get back into, hopefully quickly even, to get back into the routine with you learning the daf yomi, and I wish everybody a Shabbos Kodesh, a good Shabbos Kodesh, and when Mizocha only to share with each other Besuros Tovos.